Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Thrive Era. I am your host, Kim, and oh boy, what a week, what a month it has been. I want to start by apologizing to you guys because I was supposed to post this episode like 3 Sundays ago, but I was recently in the hospital again. And I just got out like 2 days ago. So I've kind of just been not necessarily resting, but just trying to just take it easy. I was admitted again because my blood pressure was really high. It was like too high for me to function. I was in hypertensive crisis for 2 weeks straight. So I had a doctor's appointment, and at that appointment, I told my doctor, I can't live like this. I am living with a blood pressure that is at stroke level every day. So he admitted me once again to try and see if we can finally nip this in the butt. And even the doctors in the hospital told me that it was a miracle I didn't stroke out. So, anyways, that's what's been going on. I am so sorry for the delay. So today's episode is actually very special because my husband is on the episode. He's my first guest. Yay! And I'm interviewing him. And we actually recorded this episode like almost a month ago. And I just haven't had a chance to like edit it and get it out for you guys. So I'm finally, you know, out of the hospital and have some time to do it. So, to say it's been rough is a bit of an understatement. But I'm not going to get into that right now. I want you guys to enjoy this episode. Thanks, guys, for listening, and thank you for the ongoing support. I've actually had a few people reach out to me asking me, when is the next episode? Blah, blah, blah. So it's really cool that you guys are enjoying it. I gotta say, it's really, what's the word? It's just really special how you guys make me feel. In this episode, we'll be talking about our relationship, how we met, amongst other topics. So enjoy. I know I mentioned in my last episode that I wanted to talk about how we met and tell the story about us. So I think it'll be more fun with him here so we can tell it together and then talk about other topics that have to do with my illness and things like that. So, first things first, I'm gonna do my health update of the week. We know how that's going.
Yeah, not too well.
Hasn't been going good. My blood pressure once again has been skyrocketing, and I've basically been in hypertension crisis the whole week. I'm talking in the 200s, over 100s. I actually went to the emergency room on Tuesday because it got so bad. And what they do when you're in a hypertensive crisis is they try to lower your blood pressure as quickly and effectively as possible. So they do IV. So I got IV meds and IV pain medication because I always get really bad migraines when my blood pressure is extremely high. So we were there from like what?
Eight something. Till like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we got home like around 2 something in the morning. We actually thought we were gonna get admitted.
Yeah, we packed like we're gonna get
admitted. We packed, yeah. Like, you know how pregnant women have a ready to go bag? We have a ready
emergency
to go ER bag. No, I'm kidding, but yeah, we actually both packed because we were planning on staying for the night, but then they lowered it. And
I guess like that, just like that day, there wasn't much more they can do. I don't know, but they sent us home. And we got home super late and passed out. And then the next day I woke up, I was better. Like the headache was gone, but I started monitoring my blood pressure really closely and it's not getting better. It'll be like up and down, up and down, up and down. But since I've been tracking it, we've noticed that it tends to spike up around like 3. That's when it gets really, really bad. So at least we were able to kind of pinpoint that. And now it's more of why, which is what we don't have an answer to the why. So that's the little update. I still don't have word on the list. As far as I know, I'm not on the list yet. And I do have a follow-up appointment with my nephrologist this coming week. So we'll discuss that and see where we're at. And that is the health update. So.
I'm doing great.
That was my next question. How are you?
Stressed. Because seeing the numbers stay high doesn't, I'm just constantly stressed. I always feel like we're going to have to go to the hospital tonight or tomorrow night or the following night.
Yeah, it's very unpredictable.
Yeah. So I get very just stressed. I'm not an anxious person. I don't get worked up. I'm a pretty chill person for the most part, but like.
He's become a big worrywart yeah. with me.
Yeah.
He's always asking me, are you okay?
Annoying.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Like multiple times a day. And I'm like, literally, I'll be like sitting on the couch. I'm like, yes, I'm fine. But yeah, he worries a lot. I don't blame him, but yeah. Well, thank you for being on the pod with me. I'm super excited to have you.
Oh, nervous.
Okay.
See how it goes.
He's got some beer there.
Yeah. It's my nervous drink.
So I figured we would kind of start, take it easy, some fun, light questions, and then kind of work our way into some heavier things, if that's okay. So I actually prepared some questions because I'm forgetful. I didn't want to forget. So the first one is, how did we meet?
School, high school. We had the same circle of friends for the most part.
We did. And somehow we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
Even though he knew all my friends and I knew
I think we like most heard of friends. Each other. Because there was three hobbies.
But we had never spoken.
Yeah, we never really interacted. But then we both were asked by our friends to be part of Spanish Heritage Month. Like we had to do some big dance in front of the whole school. So when we had to go for practices for that, because we had to learn a whole routine, that's where we met.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't even paired up with each other.
No.
We both had different partners.
Something happened and then we ended up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we ended up partners. And then, we were just real cool, real, like it was just easy to get along. So we just kind of got along there. That's how we met.
I feel like we clicked right away.
Yeah. Yeah. We were like
we just had right like away. Good chemistry, like even friend wise.
Yeah.
We got along really well. And then how did we start dating?
I was pretty ballsy back then. I would just flirt and she
I was trying to set you up with one of my friends. And I remember I DM'd you on MySpace. And I was like, hey, my friend's interested in you. Something, 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 blah, blah, blah. Like, are you interested in her type of thing? And he goes, not really. I see her as just a friend. But I wouldn't mind talking to you. And I was like, because I was like, oh my God, like I wasn't trying to be a bad friend. I was like, I don't want my friend to think I'm like going behind her back and trying to steal her crush. you know, girl code back then, even now.
I forgot about that.
So that, but
yeah. And so
somehow it still happened.
Yeah. We would just, I would like meet her at, she had cooking class right before lunch. So I would like go to that class, wait for her, and we just walk to lunch. And then I was like, hey, like, you want to go to the fair? Because it was this big fair in Winter Springs. And then I actually went with a friend, and the friend was a girl. Like, I picked her up, and then I went to go pick her up because we were going more as, like, friends. But my friend was like, oh, no, like.
It's a date.
So as soon as we got to the park.
This girl bolted.
She just dipped. Thankful for that now. Because yeah. She kind of like just left us to be with us and have a date, night, I guess, that night.
But when she walked off, she was like, all right, guys, see ya. And yeah. we were like, what?
Yeah.
And then from there, I think we both kind of realized we liked each other more than friends.
Yeah.
And then he formally asked me on a date. And then our first date, we went to the movies. And then he asked me to be his girlfriend. And we've been together pretty much ever since.
Long time. It's more than half our life now. No, almost half our life.
Yeah. What would you say is your favorite memory of us?
Like, just a lot.
Just overall. Even before we were married.
Favorite memory of us?
Yeah.
Probably just the vacations we take. Like going overseas or the cruise or honeymoon.
Yeah.
Honeymoon was just like the best trip ever.
Yeah, it really was. We had the best time. How do you think we've grown as a couple since we started dating?
Oh, we molded each other because we're 17. So like I was so stupid. I was still immature. I think both of us still had growing up to do. But it was cool because we were very much kind of like molding each other into the couple we are now, mm-hmm. where it's kind of like, hey, like, I don't like this, you know, she doesn't like this. There are certain things like behaviors maybe have dropped or mannerisms and stuff, but nothing to the point where it would like we stopped each other or held each other back. If anything, I think because of her, I've told her, like, it made me want to do better because I was like an average student.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just remember we were living together in apartments, and I was like, you know, I got to get my shit together. Like, because she started getting, like, a good job, and I was still, like, kind of just having a job. And that's when I was like, you know, I'm going to do better, like, for her. And I think because of her, I, like, really grounded myself, did well in school, got my career before I even graduated school. So, you know, we molded each other. I'm just glad we did that. It worked out good.
I agree. We basically grew up together. I touched on this on the last episode, but we've been together since we were 17. So it's been 16 years now. So I feel like you have to grow together, make a lot of sacrifices. And yeah, that's a lot of people ask. How do you guys like stay together so long, or what's the key? And I think me personally, I think it's growing together, not apart. You know, you're growing, you're changing all the time, so it's hard because I went through changes, you went through mm-hmm. changes, and we just had to figure out how to go about those changes if we wanted to make it work.
And you learn. I don't know. I learned stuff she didn't like. So I'd be like, all right, let me put the toilet seat down or something like that. Just there were some things I like she didn't like. I was like, all right, well, that's simple enough to change. So just makes things easier.
That's funny. I didn't realize that was my next question. What would you say is the key to a successful marriage or relationship?
Me personally, you learn your partner over years, weeks, whatever. So like if you know something makes them happy, and if it's not that hard to do, just do it. It might become a habit, it might be easy to do. If getting flowers for her was like, makes her like head over heels, like extremely happy, that's not hard to do. You could do every couple weeks or months, whatever. So yeah, just kind of,
I like that.
Just do stuff that they, that makes them happy.
Can you share a dream or a goal you have for us for the future?
Yeah, get you a kidney. That's been my only prayer,
that's
my only goal.
That's a major goal.
Anything. I put all my career goals on pause for now just because I'm in a very steady, comfortable spot. So I could just put that on pause for now. Once that kidney comes in, then I'll get back on track to go higher. But what was what, just goals? That's my main goal.
I think it's more like as a couple.
As a couple?
Like what are get some goals kidney. For us as a couple?
Get back to traveling again.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
I
what
agree.
Makes us happy. At least to me,
yeah.
As a couple, that's
we
what
love
makes
traveling
us happy.
And we haven't been able to do that mm-hmm. because I rely on a machine to live, and it's not a small machine. It's like the size of like a printer. So I have to take that with me and a bunch of medical supplies, and it's a lot. It's a lot to travel. So we can do like short weekend trips, but we've kind of reached a point right now where we can't even do that mm-hmm. because my blood pressure is so unpredictable. Last time we tried doing a little family getaway, we had to cut it. We were only able to stay one day. The next day I woke up horrible, where we had to go straight to the ER. So yeah. Even a little weekend getaway can be, what's the word?
It's unpredictable.
Trouble, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, traveling, oh my gosh. We want to travel so bad. Before I got sick and before we had a baby, we made it a point to take a trip every year. Yeah. Like one, we would do like one big trip, which would be normally out of the country.
Yep.
And then we would try to do like little weekend trips in between, like a cruise or something.
Cruise, yeah.
But haven't been able to do that in a while. So yeah, I agree. What are your thoughts? Oh, this is a good question. What are your thoughts on external factors like family affect relationship? Like how does that affect relationships?
Like what they say or like?
Just in general. And then what's like some advice you would give someone who's currently dealing with external factors?
Best advice, I tell this to actually a lot of my friends that are getting married or even existing friends that just dating or whatever. My dad actually told me this a couple of days before we got married. He was saying, your mother is the woman in your life that will be there forever. They were there when you were born. They'll be there until, you know, typically until they're gone. Your wife is the new woman you had to take care of and make happy. And he told me, make sure you keep that relationship between your wife and your mother healthy. So if your wife and your mother don't get along, you're usually not that happy. So just always try to work on that relationship. So just,
or vice versa. If you don't get along with the father-in-law,
yeah,
it's not all about the mom too.
Right. I guess my father-in-law loves me, so
I
get along with everybody.
I used to think my parents loved him more than they loved me at one point.
But yeah, just make sure your wife and your mother get along. And if they don't, try to mend it as much as possible. Find common ground, stuff they like. If one of them doesn't like something, let's say this isn't true in this fact, like she didn't like white rice and that's all my mom made, I would pull her to the side and be like, hey mom, do you mind making brown rice or something? You know, like I think Kim would like that and appreciate it. And that, you know, makes my mom feel like, oh yeah, let me do something that she'll like. And you don't have to tell them like, hey, she doesn't like this or this and that. Just I don't know. Just make sure that relationship is good. Makes life easier. And it's cool seeing them like hang out, talk.
Yeah. I get along really well with his mom and his family. They're awesome. When did you realize that you were in love with me?
I think I said I love you like 3 months into the relationship. Something crazy. I was a kid. I think like really like actually fall in love with you. I think it was like close to like a year into the relationship where I was like, shit, like, you know what? She was, I tell everybody, she was just cool. Somebody I could just like be with. Cause I, you know, I had little girlfriends here and there. I just, they would want to argue or something at some point. And even though if we had our arguments, or whatever, back when we were younger, I was just like, nah, like, she's cool. Like, she could hang out with my friends. She could joke with my friends. She could be around my family. She just meshed well with the life I had. So I was like, it just felt comfortable. It just felt right. So I think, like, in reality, like, almost a year into us.
Okay, so let's talk about fatherhood. We have a delicious little munchkin.
Yeah, she's cool.
Her name is Layla, and I've touched on this before. She's 22 months old. She is the light of our life, our best collab yet, and she's just awesome. So how do you feel about fatherhood?
It's cool. I don't know. I like it. I never, in the past, I did not want to be a dad. I don't think we didn't want kids.
No, yeah. Both of us, not just him. We did decide. We both were like set on no kids for the longest time. Yeah. And then I hit 29 and something completely shifted in my brain. I was like, I don't want to die without experiencing being a mother. I don't know. I just had like my future life flash in front of me. And I just pictured myself alone in a nursing home. No kids, no grandkids, nobody calling or visiting me. And I got really sad. And I was like, I need to have a baby. So I told you, I was like, hey, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
I was like, remember when I said I didn't want kids ever? I want a baby. And I remember, I don't know if you remember what you said, but I was really surprised. You said, if that's what you really want, then I'll do it for you. And I was like, that's what I really want.
But so, it still took a good, yeah. It was like during like the COVID lockdown, we were still talking about it. And I remember kind of like flipping back and forth.
Cause
like,
I brought it up in 2019.
Yeah.
And then I think 2021
we started.
Was when we were like serious, like, okay, we're going to do this. Actually, that's actually another story I wanted to tell. We actually went to a high risk specialist and everything because of my condition, to know if I can even have kids. And the doctor, basically, they did like a whole evaluation, labs and everything, and gave us the green light. They were like, you're good to go. We think you're a great candidate to have kids. Get busy, pretty much. So we did. And then we had our little nugget.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah. I ended up going into kidney failure anyways.
Yeah. But fatherhood is great. I love it. I don't regret it. I feel very, what's it called? When you're just like natural. It's very natural. She's such a cool kid. She's super chill.
He's a great dad.
I love hanging out with her.
She usually, is really cool.
I even have like Sundays. I usually like be like, hey, like, can I have some homework or do something with the podcast? I don't know, something, or maybe just want some downtime. I'll take her. We'll be out for like hours at a time, and we're just having the time of our life. We'll go anywhere together. She's such a cool kid.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
She's gotten a little shy now, but.
Yeah.
We know that'll
fatherhood's good.
Temporary.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for new dads out there on anything dad related? Any tips?
Any tips?
Any advice for new fathers or fathers to be?
Just enjoy your time with them. You hear that like a million times, how
it goes so fast. Time goes
by so fast. It really does. But just if you learn how to like really be present in the moment and take the pictures, it's like a real solid memory. Because I could remember almost every single day with her. And then there's a picture. I could tell you why we're laughing, what we were doing, or where we were at. So just always be there. Just
be present.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
And then do you want more kids?
No.
Why?
It was already a full-on conversation, year conversation, just to have one. And she's so good. Like, that's so good. There's no way the second kid's coming out that way. It's always, you hear the story so many times where people get like, they're like, oh, my kid's so good.
I'll have another second one's a menace.
The second one's always crazy. So I'm like, hell no. I'm like, no. That's it. Like, they're just one and done. And plus, health-wise, like, I'm not going to put her through that
possibility again. I can't. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Yeah. Now,
which I do. I honestly, I tell them all the time, I want a farm. I want like six kids. I love being a mom, but I can't. I can't have any more because of my health. So I'm just happy to at least have her because she's
enough.
So freaking cool.
She's got so much energy right now. So,
and speaking of health, one of the main reasons I wanted Javi on the podcast is because I really want you to talk about life as the partner of a chronically ill person. I feel like when somebody's sick, like whether it be cancer, so, you know, whatever, you normally hear about the sick person side. But nobody ever really touches on the caretaker or the spouse or the partner, the person that's really there also experiencing this with them. Because what people don't know, if you've never been in a situation like this, is this affects them just as much as it affects us, the sick person. So I thought it would be very like eye-opening and informative to hear from the other side, because you typically don't. So that's why I said we're starting off kind of light and working our way a little bit more.
Work our way turned.
A little deeper.
So this question is just how it is.
So my first question to you is, how are you coping with the challenges that come with my illness?
Suck it up. I'm not a big crier.
He's not.
Javi's, I'm not a big talk my feelings out. Yeah,
you're very much like,
I'm just kind of old school with it.
Let's just do it. Like, yeah,
like I'm the man of the house. So I just got to get through it. If she's sick, I gotta take care of her. Layla's sick, I gotta do it. Just my parents taught me, just, you know, take care of your shit. This is part of the baggage I gotta, you know, unload or take care of. Then that's what I gotta do. The way I see it is, like, bitching about it is just gonna keep you thinking about it and keep you in that mood. I'm like, no, just take care of it. I don't really sulk. I worry, but I shift gears and mentality like quick. So I'm like, I worry. I'm like, all right, she said she's all right. All right. And then I'm back to whatever I need to take care of. So
yeah.
Yeah. I just suck it up. I just do it.
And are there any specific concerns or worries you have for my health or future?
Yeah. I mean, worst case scenario, it's the worst case scenario. You know, nobody wants to raise a kid, a daughter by themselves. So Like, I know I have family. I know I have a ton of a network of people. But at the end
you're
of the day,
you're not big on asking for help either.
No, I don't ask for help.
You'd rather do it all on your own.
Get it done. Just do it yourself. And it's just a fear. It's just in the back of the head. And sometimes just like I hope. It's the only time I cry is if I see her like in a dire state. And usually it's not even in front of her. It's like after I put Layla in the car seat and then I sit in the car like ready to drive away from the hospital. Like that's like the only time I'll like cry or let something out or like a yell or something. Mm. Fucking sucks. Real bad.
And kind of going off of that, how do you feel? Can you talk about how you keep a balance between taking care of me and then taking care of yourself and your own needs?
That's not too much of a balance. It's because of everything. So I could take care of her and Layla and like really give her time. Cause I work full time. But luckily I work at home. I wake up very early, go to the gym before any of them are awake. I'm home before they even wake up, usually right when Layla's waking up. Yeah. That way it's like I'm always around. So whether she needs me or if Layla needs me, I'm always there. I'm always available. I guess like that hour and a half, 2 hours in the morning is like my me time, which is like the gym, but that's really it.
Yeah.
And I have my late night beers on the weekends. Those are always nice. That's my me time.
Your little outside sessions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Javi's really big. If you know him, you already know this, but this man will like befriend a tree. Like mm-hmm. He will talk to anybody. He'll go out totally alone and befriend somebody at a brewery. He comes home every day with a story. I met somebody today and I'm like, Javi, why do you talk to everybody? It's so funny because for stuff like this, you're more shy.
Yeah, I don't talk to Mike.
He's so extroverted in real life, so it makes no sense. He's such a people person.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm not. I'm very introverted, so like this feels comfortable for me versus like
so
the real world.
Yeah. I'd rather talk to a stranger any day than do this, but
yeah.
Do it for her.
This question's a little deep.
All
right. Have you noticed any changes in your mental health?
Yeah. Like I said, yeah. Because you know I'm pretty old school. I'm kind of like...
You don't have to get into it if you...
No, it's fine. I wasn't like a really big believer on like... depression or like this, I don't know, I'm just kind of like just suck it up and just get over it. But like I want to say like a good month ago or so, something like that, it was like the first time where I'm like, oh well shit, maybe depression is real, because I was like
down in the dumps,
really going through it. And yeah, just it was like I get it now. Like some people go through it, but even while I was going through it, and like I opened up to her about it, which is rare because I'm not.
He's really big on keeping things in.
Yeah, I'm not like a big. I'm a happy. I'll show you my happy feeling side. Just I don't like showing any
sadness. Yeah,
but I was like really going through it, like really sad. And it was usually like after I put Layla down or like after you put Layla down, when I know I didn't have to put like a facade in front of Layla. And,
we always try to make sure she's like in a happy environment. We don't want her to feel any of our emotions either. But obviously sometimes that's hard when there's so much going on.
Yeah.
To keep everything from her, but
I'm not trying to tear up in front of my first time on camera.
You're gonna make me tear up too.
I gotta try to be as high level as I can.
Well, I think this question might be a little easier.
I'm doing better though. The whole set, that was like a good like week to week long thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But outside of that, I'm back to my pippy self and all, you know, whatever.
Pippy.
Yeah.
His pep in a step.
Yeah.
What are some changes you've had to make in your daily life because of my condition? Besides asking me if I'm okay every hour.
Changes? Just going back to the gym in the morning so I could be around more anytime you guys are awake. We've had to make some food changes, which I'm all about. I like eating healthy. It doesn't bother me. So whenever she wants to make salad, I'll be like, yeah, I'm on board. Just being more conscious about you and your health, which I know I do annoy her with, but you see how much she goes through. You're kind of like, you're constantly like, how are you? Like, how are you feeling? Are you sure you're doing all right? You're just kind of always on high alert, just like waiting for like I just don't feel too good. Like I just feel like shit. Then we'll go to the hospital or something. If anything, I feel like I force you to go to the hospital.
No,
more.
He really does. I refuse.
Yeah, she.
I'm like, I don't want to be there again. But I should go. But yeah.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be a hard topic. You can skip any parts that make you uncomfortable. In February, as you know, I had a seizure. Since I blacked out. I don't remember any of it. I seized and then woke up in the hospital. But you witnessed it. And you were there and you experienced the whole thing. Can you tell the story of what happened?
So Layla and I were out on the driveway, chalking the driveway. We came inside.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah. And when you come in through the garage, the bathroom's like,
there's like a half bathroom.
And she was there and she said, I don't feel that good. I see like colors, like spotted colors, almost like a ring of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And something else.
And I was like, it's blocking my vision. I can't see in front of it.
So I said, I was like, well, let me know if you want me to take you to the hospital. And she said, like, kind of, you know, it's one of those, like, yeah, like, I'll let you know. And so I walked away with Layla. We went to the living room. And this is also when I ruptured my patellar tendon in December.
Oh, yeah.
My knee was locked.
You had surgery and everything.
Major knee surgery, all this stuff. So I wasn't the most mobile person, but I was on the floor doing my knee stretches that I had to do for PT while Layla was drawing or something like that.
Playing something.
And I heard like just a weird, like almost like, it was just like, you know, it was a noise that wasn't normal, wasn't good. And I said, like, hey, babe, and she didn't say anything. But by the time I said, babe, like, I was already, like, getting up. And I wobbled, ran as fast as I can to the bathroom to get in her line of sight. And I saw her on the ground, like, a couple inches off the ground start seizing, and I like yelled out, like I like threw myself on the ground to hold her so like she doesn't shake on the floor or anything. Like she even had like it fucking sucked. Like I don't wish this on anybody, to watch somebody they know or love seizing, but I didn't have my phone on me because I was just, I just ran, but luckily her phone was on the counter of the sink, so I grabbed it. I put it on speaker to call 911, and I was like yelling, like, my wife's seizing, hurry up and get here. The shit that like hurts me even more is like my dog and my daughter both like came up down the hallway to see us, and both of them just sat there, like Droga just sat there, my daughter sat right next to him, just kind of like they knew something bad was happening. Hold on, I gotta take a breath. So yeah, then the ambulance came. I like was able to hold her and like drag her like a foot while she was seizing to like open the garage door. And the front door was, I think I unlocked it very quickly. They came in. They started putting her on the gurney. The
stretcher,
yeah,
whatever.
The stretcher. My neighbors just had, I was talking to my neighbors like 2 minutes before that outside. And my neighbor, he's a very involved guy. He's just always there. But he came to the door and he was like, hey, do you need a hold Layla? And like, they're very, very, very good people. Yeah, he came, he's like, do you need a hold Layla? Because he saw me just like running back and forth, just, you know, limping, running in.
And they know my condition.
Yeah.
They're aware of what's going on with me. So they kind of always have an eye out too, in case, you know, either of us need anything.
Yeah, so they held her. They were like out on their driveway. And then they took him, and
the ambulance took me.
Yeah, I'm freaking out, like absolutely freaking out, just scared, freaking out, not like yelling at them. And I just remember that they're like, oh, like what medications is she on? And so we have a medicine cabinet in the kitchen. It's, I mean, like the whole drawer, which is like, I don't know if you can see, like this big.
Yeah, literally a whole shelf.
All medications. And like, he's like, oh, medications. And like, just out of the heat of the moment, I like put my hand in and just slapped everything out onto the floor. Very rude of me.
I didn't know that either.
But yeah, I was just like, this is all she's fucking thinking. I was like, just hurry up and like fix her. Just, you know, get her all right. But then I like quickly like put on some socks and shoes, and then I was like, what hospital are you going to? Got ready, grabbed my daughter's stuff, got her from my neighbor, and we just met her at the hospital.
Yeah, and that was, I talked about this on the first episode. That was when I had woken up in the hospital, and I was surrounded by like six people. Yeah. As soon as I woke up, they were like, what's your name? What day is it? Are you married? Who's the president? I'm like, what the fuck? What the hell is going on? Because I literally blacked out. Like, I just, all I remember is being in the bathroom, waking up in the hospital. So everything in between that, I don't remember. I have no recollection. So thank you for sharing that. I know that's really hard for you. And just to go off of that, obviously witnessing the seizure has been really traumatic for you.
Yeah.
And it's something that you're still processing in a way. So what are some ways that either I or like friends and family can help you or like support you if you needed help getting over that?
I think that's just
time. Or is there anything?
I don't think there's anything. I think it's just time. Cause like,
just some healing.
Yeah, because like after that whole incident, I couldn't go, like,
he hasn't been the same in the sense of like how would worrying. You say it, yeah, like worrying, like he definitely, his worrying escalated, and that's why he texts me all the time. Like if he's out and I stay home, mm-hmm. and I'm taking care of Layla, he'll ask me like, are you okay, is baby okay, do you need anything? And I'm like, yes, we're fine. Or if he doesn't hear from me for like a certain, like if he texts me and I don't answer within like 10 minutes, he calls and he's like, are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I'm so, normally it's because my phone is on silent. And I'm always like, I'm so sorry, I didn't hear it, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so thank you so much for opening up and sharing your side. I think it's really important that more people talk about the partner side, because they, I really do think you guys, and I mean you guys, like anybody in the world who's dealing with something like that, needs just as much support with all of this than we, the sick people, do. So I do appreciate you opening up and sharing your side. So I want to end this on a happier note.
Yeah, please.
Because that was really hard. And I'm really thankful for it. But I'm calling this a little rapid fire round, and it's this or that questions. So
let's do it.
It's which one or the other? Ice cream cone or ice cream sandwich?
Sandwich.
Toilet paper, do you put it over or under?
Over, because you said, I think under, over is like where it falls, like a waterfall.
Yeah.
Because like the cat or something.
And under, yeah. Because Ewok, our cat, we would put, she would always like go play with the toilet paper, and somehow she managed to undo it all the time. She hasn't done that in a while.
She's matured.
Which
I don't really care. It could go over or under. I don't think there's a right or wrong.
So way. I'm an over person, but apparently I guess under is the right way. I don't know. Someone.
That's the relationship stuff me. I was talking about. I was like, if that makes you happy to put it over.
Yeah.
It's just an easy thing. I'll do it.
For me, it's like aesthetically, it just looks better. Yeah. I don't know. I'm weird. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Waffles.
Yeah. You gotta have a whole waffle machine for that. So pancakes you could do on a skillet on a pan. So
do you prefer movies or like a TV series?
TV series.
Why is that funny?
I can't watch a show that's oh not my gosh.
That is so true. Look, we will literally, okay, so if we watch a movie, let's say that's like at home, if we go to the theater, obviously we watch the whole thing. But if we're watching a movie at home that's like over an hour and a half, it'll take like 2 days. Javi's not a...
I just don't like... I'm not a big TV...
He doesn't binge.
Yeah, I don't binge.
He doesn't binge shows.
Everybody binges. I don't know why they binge. I'm because like, it's done with in what,
you just want to get to the next thing.
It's a limited amount of things.
Guys, we will be watching like a new show and people will finish it within 2 days and want to talk about it. And I'm like, give me a month. Like, yeah.
It'll be like 20 minute episodes.
We can't talk about it for another month because yeah. This guy over here.
It'll be like Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's like, well, how long are the episodes? Like half hour?
Something I like think that. So.
It's like half hour episodes. It's just one a day. I'm not doing 2-3. I'm not doing an hour and a half of TV of Curb. I'm just one episode.
Yeah.
I got the beginning and the end and that's it. And then,
like I said, even with a movie, we'll watch like 40 minutes. And then he'll be like, I can't watch anymore. And I'm like, what? Okay. And then the last question, a beach or mountain vacation?
Beach. I love the mountain vacations. I've come to really like them, but beach all day.
Yeah. I think I would prefer mountain because I like to avoid the sun.
Yeah.
But that's it. Yeah, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. That wasn't too bad, right?
It's all right.
Well, I appreciate you guys listening and supporting per usual. I hope everybody has an amazing rest of their day. Oh, I was supposed to leave you guys with a positive quote of the day. I forgot.
Ooh. What is it? Good day. It's like good days and bad days. The one I have on my office.
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
And it's a really good one too.
It's like my favorite quote.
That's a good quote. I can't. Something about hard days make you. Hard days. I'm not. You know what? I'm not even gonna butcher it. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks again, guys, for listening. Bye.